when Babaji came to Lahiri in 1860, he revived the ancient science of Kriya Yoga. He didn't invent a new technique. This is the best technique there is. He brought it to Lahiri, to Yukteswar, to Paramahansa Yogananda, and in 1920, Paramahansa Yogananda came to the United States of America, and Kriya Yoga started to spread in the West. Babaji said, "I perceive potential saints waiting in America to be awakened, and you are those saints. You've been waiting to be awakened, and because you love greatly, much is given to you. And so Kriya Yoga has been given to you, us, all of us, through Paramahansa Yogananda and Babaji." And I often say at Kriya initiations that if they had a better technique, they would have given it to us. This is it. As Anandi's been describing, and as Jyotish and Devi have talked about, there is a force in this world. It's called Maya. It is a thin veil that makes things look dual. Two eyes, dual. One eye, unity. Our job is to get out of the Maya, because the Maya has the good and the bad. It has the saints and the sinners. It has an ocean of suffering that's hiding ananda, bliss. And Kriya Yoga is the most scientific, most direct path to clear the debris and get to the light, so you can poke through the Maya and get out of the duality. The thing about the duality is, it's not real. This whole movie with the separation, and there is the masters, and here is us, is not true. The reality of it is that you are a child of the Heavenly Father. What He has, you have. Kriya Yoga is the way to get there. And that is why Paramahansa Yogananda was so on fire for Kriya Yoga. When you hear him talk about Kriya, he says it is the greatest technique of salvation that has ever come to this planet. And he gets all excited about it. And I do too. Because it is the greatest technique of salvation that has ever come to this planet. And it's here given to you at no charge. Little fruit, little offering, little flower. That's not much. Come on. Somebody mentioned the deal that we have to make. I think it was Devarshi. Is I will practice Kriya Yoga regularly and faithfully as it is taught to me. I will not reveal its techniques to anyone without permission from Swami Kriyananda or another qualified Kriya Yoga teacher. That's all. That's pretty easy. Because by practice of Kriya Yoga, we penetrate the Maya and we enter into this other realm that Anandi is describing, in which we realize that the Maya is make-believe. Vanish the veils of light and shade, lifted every vapor of sorrow, sadled away all dawns of fleeting joy, gone the dim sensory mirage. But the dim sensory mirage is pretty bright sometimes, doesn't it seem? Vegas. New York City. Los Angeles. But what's our part of Los Angeles? The new Benares, the inner reality. And that's the dilemma that we're in, is that the Pandavas knew their way home, and they chose Krishna, and that got them out. Because the reality of Indraprastha and the whole battle in the Mahabharata was a battle for nothingness. The reality was Krishna was always with them. Master is always with us. And the duality, the dim sensory mirage, It has most of the 7 billion brothers and sisters that we have locked in, and they don't even think about God. They don't even think about light, and they have no idea that they are one with the Father. They have no idea that they are beings of pure love and pure light, and that everything else is nonsense. It's a very high state, and it's your home, and you have the memory of it sitting in there. Every human being remembers in the back of their soul's memory that this world is wrong and that the reality is Om. The reality is God. Kriya Yoga is the fastest way to burn those little vortices, the memories, some scars, vrittis, little teeny whirlpools of attachment that Jyotish and Devi have so clearly described to us. That has to be burned away so that we can go into the light on Bhima's shoulders, on the shoulders of devotion and love. And that is the practice of Kriya Yoga. That is the basis of Ananda. That is the path to self-realization. And nothing else matters. Paramahansa Yogananda lives in this world. He lives in Los Angeles. He goes to Boston. He gives talks in all these cities. Is he in the duality? No, he's seeing the duality from the point between the eyebrows. That's what Jyotish was talking about. Live from here, see it from here, and you will see that there is a bright light shining through the duality. Master says it's a 1,000,000,000 suns aren't as bright as that light. But then he says it's soft. It's soft. It's soft. It's not glaring. It's beautiful. Kriya Yoga brings you into that light. That light is at the point between the eyebrows, yes. The light is the seat of the soul, yes. The light is your home, yes. And we should live from there. Kriya Yoga brings you through the duality and the time and space and the whole yin, yang, Republican, Democrat, Giants, Dodgers, the whole thing, gone. There is one being, there is one love, and it is the love of your heart drawing you back to the love of God from which you came. That is the practice of Kriya Yoga. There is nothing else. And as you practice, it's a little difficult at first, but Kriya Yoga has magic power. The storm of Maya stilled by magic wand of intuition deep. And that is the magic of Kriya. We've all seen Harry Potter. We all know that we have to go to wizard school if we want to be true wizards. We have to go to master school. And that's what Jyotish and Devi are describing. You have to follow all these rules. You have to be detached. You have to destroy the sense of separateness. You have to practice the yamas and niyamas. Yes, all that. Why? Because they're all shrouding the unity of God that is shining through all beings, all space, all time. And as you practice Kriya Yoga, and as Ananda practices Kriya Yoga, we find that the duality starts to be a little bit tenuous, like a computer program beginning to crash. What's this? It's going away. The time-space continuum goes away. Devi and Jyotish were talking about Mark, their son's little baby. But it seems to me that a couple of weeks ago, Devi had this little baby, and we were down at a building that's down there that isn't there anymore. And she said, Ananta, would you watch my baby? I have to give a class. And I questioned Devi's wisdom in letting the 24-year-old Ananta take care of any baby. But I said, yeah, sure, Devi. You want me to take care of the baby? You're the divine mother, and this is the divine baby, and I'll take care of the baby. I'll watch the baby. But now that baby has a little baby. How did that happen? It was only, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Last year, Devi and I and her granddaughter had lunch together, but her granddaughter is that baby's daughter. How did that happen? How does this all happen? And that's the realm that we see Kriyananda and Master and all of us really entering, is that this duality begins to not be able to hold water. It's not Davy that just had a baby. Now she plays the part of Grandma Davy. No, she's light. Anandi's light. Pranava's light. Your light. We're all light. And we're young or old. We have bodies. We're not bodies. Come on. You can't be a body. I don't have the same body as I was when I was 24. You don't have the same body as when you were 6. A lot of the people that were with us at the beginning of Ananda aren't with us anymore in the body. They're in the realm of light. Because the bodies, they don't matter. But the practice of Kriya is what brings you there. And I have to throw you a warning. A lot of the people that started this community with us don't live here anymore. They don't practice Kriya Yoga. Some do, but some don't. Why would you not practice Kriya Yoga if it could liberate you? Because Maya is a very, very serious business. It's not to be toyed with. Don't think you. I've got it. I've done Kriya. I meditate once in a while. I practice a few Kriyas periodically. No, 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 no. Regularly and faithfully. Every day. Get up in the morning. Dive into that light. Stay in that light for a while. Then come out of that light and live your practice. And see God in your fellow workers, in your children, in the ones you love. And then, in the ones you don't love, in the ones that hate you, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Live in that light. Live like Christ. You're in master school. You're going to be masters. Live like a master now. Live like Christ and the Buddha. Be compassionate. Forgive. People make mistakes. You make mistakes. But don't hold on to the mistakes. Dotishin Devi said that. Don't hold on. You made a mistake. That doesn't mean you're not a master. You're going to be a master soon. Practice Kriya Yoga regularly and faithfully. Practice with devotion. Keep your heart there. Practice those techniques which keep that devotion going. Read about Kriya. Think about Kriya. Think about the masters. That's why there's pictures of him everywhere. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing here. We're living for God. We're loving God because we are love. And you move into that realm and the world starts to look very, very different. The world of duality, it's us and them. And a lot of people used to say when we started Ananda, oh, you're just running off from the problems of the world. Well, the problems of the world are always there. You can always go back, visit them. We stopped the first war, now there's a new war. But there's always something in the world. That's the nature of the world. That's the duality. But God is not dual. God is one. God is unity. And Kriya Yoga is the way to move. You have the Guru. You have his blessings. Anyone who utters the name of Babaji with devotion attracts an instant spiritual blessing. Anytime, any way, any day. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Repeat the name of Babaji, Om Guru, repeat the name of Master, think of Sri Yukteswar, pray to Lahiri, think of the great ones, and see in each other that love. That is the reality. This other duality is painful. Get away from my ocean of suffering. Master was so emphatic. Get away from that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't suffer. Don't hate. Don't argue. Don't fight. Don't make trouble. Make love. Make peace. Make joy. That's what we come for. We come for light. We come for peace. And we see that the time is always different. Swami Kriyananda is the lovable old Swami. And when we first started Ananda, he was the lovable young Swami. And in the middle, he was the lovable middle-aged Swami. But Swami isn't that. Swami is light. And you see it now because the body's frail. And he's written all these books, and we've read all the books. But when we first met him, he hadn't written any books. But we knew he was that love. He welcomed all of us in that way. He was the disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. What is Yogananda? He's an incarnation of Prem, of love. He's not a body. He's not an Indian man. that body's in a box in Los Angeles. That has nothing to do with us. The guru has everything to do with us. He is that impulse of divine love. He is the harbinger of Kriya. He is the technique that brings us to the realization that you are a part of all that is. Live in that. Practice Kriya. And don't let the separation, don't buy into the world. The world, well, as Jyotish said, there's constantly this call, duality. Oh, Ananda needs to do this. You need to get more money. You need to do this. You need to do that. We need to do Kriya Yoga. We don't need to do anything else. Cataclysms could come and wipe it all out. Who cares? Do I care about that? No, I don't care about that. I care about love and light. And living and practicing Kriya. Because that's all that we have. Everything that we've done with Kriya. And all the miracles. I could talk all week about miracles. And you'd be, you know, there for hours and hours. Oh, and then we went to Seattle. Then we went to India. And then this happened. And then that happened. And Master did this and that. And that's true. But it's all to get us out of this delusion that we're separate. That God's far away, that we have to build a church or build a temple or lose 10 pounds or whatever it is. Sure, we have to do all that, but what we really have to do is realize that God is love, omnipresent, all-pervading. You are Om. That's the beginning and the middle and the end of it. And practice Kriya Yoga with devotion, and you'll never want to stop practicing. The Master said the spiritual path is difficult at first and then effortlessly liberating. The more you meditate, the more you want to do so. The more you do Kriya, the more fun it is. I can't wait to stop talking and go do Kriya. So I will. But it's, we have duties. Yeah, we have duties. Swami has to write the book, and he has to go to the book dedication. We have to make the movies, and we have to milk the cows, and we have to water. Yeah, we do. Yeah, and we do. And we have to do it with that consciousness. The cow is light. The plant is life. The guest is God. The food is blessed. The computer is blessed. The computer program is blessed. The garbage needs to be taken out. And the gurus are in everything. The masters see the duality, but they don't lose fact that that dim mirage of the duality is really lit by the love of God. Everything is coming to us from the love of God. Nothing else is real. That's the magic of Kriya Yoga. That's why it's the best technique. That's why you should practice it. And that's why you need to put your devotion into it. Keep your focus on it. And bit by bit, you see that light. Everyone is a being of light. Master would say, silver light and golden light. You have no idea how beautiful you are. That's what you get with Kriya Yoga. That's where the practice of Kriya Yoga takes you. You start to see everyone as a being of light. Everything is just so beautiful. And are there terrible things that happen to Ananda? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have people that get sick and die, and we have children that get hit by cars, and some of my friends have been murdered. Yeah, that's duality. Get away from the ocean of suffering. But beyond that, who's murdered? That's what it says in the Bhagavad Gita. He said, Krishna says, no one dies, by the way. This is all just a play act. We're all beings of infinite light. When the Pandavas get to heaven, you know who's there? The Kauravas. What? Wait a minute. We whipped them back in the field. What are they doing here? Said, oh, if you sin, you go to heaven for a while, and then you have to go back to earth. But if you're pure, you go to hell for a little while and purify. Open your heart to me, and I will enter and take charge of your life. By the grace of our masters, you are free. Let us now follow the teachings of Swami Sri Yukteswar and the holy science, and let us listen to Pranabha.